This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the special campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices, and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from today to the 16th of November in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from 8 countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. NHRC said that the program aims at enhancing the promotion, protection, and strengthening of human rights across diverse regions. In Assam, today is the last day of the campaigning for the by polls in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the 5 assembly seats that are going to by polls on 13th of this month. Several senior leaders of the NDA, Congress and BPF will try to woo the voters today in the poll-bound areas. Our correspondent reports that 8 candidates are in the fray at Dholai, 11 at Samaguri, and 3 candidates are contesting at Sidli seat. On the other hand, 4 candidates are in the contest at Behali, while 8 candidates will try their political luck at Bongaigaon seat. Over 10 lakh voters could exercise their voting rights in the 5 seats. The Congress and the NDA are contesting in all the 5 seats. For the NDA, BJP fielded candidates at 3 assembly seats and Assam Gana Parishad, and UPPL put candidates on 1 seat each. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia will undertake a padyatra alongside My Bharat Youth Volunteers at Jaspur in Chhattisgarh on Wednesday to mark Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai, along with other state ministers, will also participate in the event. The air quality of Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index, AQI, of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate. In Bangladesh, the Advisory Council of the Interim Government, headed by Professor Muhammad Yunus, expanded yesterday with the oath-taking of 3 new advisers. With this, the interim government now comprises 24 advisers. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to the new advisers at the Darbar Hall of Bang Bhavan in Dhaka. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in a thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gekpera. Chasing down the target of 125, South Africa reached the target in 19 overs, finished at 128 for 7 wickets. The stage is set for the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024, which will kick off today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.